what happened.
She loved you, Captain. And you too, Mr. Flint. As a mentor, even as a father, there was not enough time for her to adjust to the awful power and contradictions of her newfound emotions. She could not bear to hurt either of you. The joys of love made her human, and the agonies of love destroyed her. The epidemic is reduced and no longer a threat. The Enterprise is on course 513 Mark 7, as you ordered.
Very old and lonely man. And a young and lonely man. We put on a pretty poor show, didn't we? I could forget.
Jim. Oh, thank heaven, sleeping at last.
Your report, Doctor.
Oh, those tricorder readings on Mr. Flint have finally correlated. He's dying. See, Flint, leaving Earth with all of its complex fields within which he was formed, sacrificed immortality. He'll live the remainder of a normal lifespan, then die.
On that day, I shall mourn. Does he know?
Yes, I told him myself. He intends to devote the remainder of his years and great abilities to the improvement of the human condition. And who knows what he might come up with.
Indeed.
Well, I guess that's all I can tell Jim later. You can. Considering his opponent's longevity, truly an eternal triangle. You wouldn't understand that, would you, Spock? You see, I feel sorrier for you than I do for him. Because you'll never know the things that love can drive a man to. The ecstasies, the miseries. The broken rules, the desperate chances, the glorious failures, the glorious victories. All of these things you'll never know simply because the word love isn't written into your book. Good night, Spock.
Good night, Doctor.
I do wish he could forget her.
Forget.